I'm Chris Marshall, and I'm the curator of the Wigwam Museum for the Historical Society of Amherst, New Hampshire. His mark on the town is really that he was born here. It's interesting that in some ways he could be shared with other towns around here, because he did live for 2 years in Bedford on a farm there, so over the town line. So they lived there for 2 years and then moved back to the farm that is now known as the Horace Greeley House. And we've had various different things at different times. So one of the things that we did 1 year, which the Historical Society did, it's quite common to have lots of presidential candidates before the New Hampshire primary show up in the town parade. And 1 year we had someone dress up as Horace Greeley, and we marched through, just like the other ones, as Horace Greeley for president. And so, yeah, he is definitely thought of. Well, he is the New York Tribune editor. The New York Tribune was very much a supporter of the Liberal Republican Party, to the point that some people would consider the New York Tribune to have been a party organ rather than a public, a normal newspaper. Very much of an abolitionist. He was an abolitionist.
I'm Jackie Marshall, and I'm the Historical Society's genealogy chairperson. Most of the items in here we got from Nellie Holmes, who lived in that house for a while and collected Horace Greeley memorabilia, and she donated it all to the Historical Society. Over here, these are all pictures of his homestead, and you can see it wasn't really painted, it wasn't big, it wasn't fancy, and we have some things in his handwriting on the wall. He's famous for saying, "Go west, young man," but we're not really sure he said it quite that way. But he's known, he promoted the west. He suggested that people move west to achieve the manifest destiny. Yeah, he ran for president in 1872, which he lost to incumbent President Grant. Well, I think, he was against slavery, he was a temperance person, he didn't believe in alcohol. He had a major voice in the country when everybody read newspapers. Every year we do the third grade tours. It's Amherst History Week, and it's a big deal. And so every year we get a new batch of third graders, and we troop them all in here, half a class at a time, and we ask them if they knew anything about Horace Greeley, and they say, "There's a road." And that's what they know about Horace Greeley. And so then we try to tell them a little bit more about him.